Thank you for calling Rhonda Phelps. Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Rachel. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
How are you? I was calling because I couldn't clock in.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Jude, the dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know his name. Yeah. Okay, so I just got off the phone with Nikki, so I'm just going to tell you, repeat what I said, where Lynn is not coming to the company.
Okay.
Just like I signed a contract with y'all, I signed a contract with them.
Right.
I cannot. She will come, but she's not coming now. I said, and I told him that.
Yeah.
And then I got another phone call, and he would call me this morning talking about Lynn. No, Lynn, nothing. Lynn's not coming.
Yeah.
And so Nikki just called me and asked me about Lynn. I said, Lynn is not, I don't want to get in trouble with them. Well, I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not right. You know what I'm saying? Because
privacy like that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wouldn't want me to do that to y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's just not right.
Yeah.
So even though she called them, because Ms. Lynn messed up, because she was mad at them, and she called them and told them that she was coming with me.
Oh.
So, you know, she just put it out there. She was raw with it because she was upset. So we got to play our cards right now, you know. So with that being said, I just wanted to let you know that I couldn't clock in, and that he said that he manually clocked me in and he'll manually clock me out. He said that it might be in there tomorrow for me to clock in. Because I just wanted to make sure, because they still got me on their app to clock in for Ruby as a go. I did not do it, though, because you told me that I started with you today.
Okay. So the only reason I hadn't put you on her schedule is because she doesn't have, like, there's no way for me to add a schedule if there's no, like, Medicaid information in here for her, so I can't.
Yeah, no tag set.
Yeah, so
you mean no tag set, right?
I'm just waiting on somebody on this end to put that information in, and once that billing information is out, create your schedule. Well, hopefully that's done before you get off. I'll end up clocking you in, and then you should see everything else. Like, all I have to do is create the schedule, but there's no. ADLs in here. Like right now,
I understand what you're. I understand what you're saying, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm not worried about that. I just want you to know that I'm doing what you told me to do. That I'm where I'm supposed to be, and that I was here, and I was just letting you know the conversation that I had with him. That he said that he clocked me in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make you know. I mean, let you know. Because I really didn't know him. I had never talked to him until he called me several times yesterday about different things. So, I didn't know, you know. So, I'm comfortable talking to you and Nikki. So, who is he, Rachel?
He's like the operational manager. Mm-hmm. Operations manager, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I just wanted to know, like, everything cool. So I won't even worry about it because you probably won't. The nurse don't come out till Monday. She comes out Monday anyway over here for Ruby. So.
Correct.
All
right. But
okay.
I'll make sure that you get paid for today, you know?
Of course. Yes. I'm saying. So should I just call you tomorrow? Call tomorrow when I come at 12 because I can't clock in till.
Hopefully before you get off today, you'll be able to clock out. Everything will be fixed. Like your ADL will be in there. The billing information will be in there. Once all of that's complete, I can put you on the schedule. So
I gave it to him too. So he asked me for her insurance number and stuff and such, and I gave it to him too.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure everything was everything. Thank you.
I appreciate you for following up.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.